Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
6:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Looking at Jeff Passan's top 50 players to be traded. Six Orioles appear on this list. Ryan O'Hearn, 85% chance of getting traded. Zach Eflin, 75% chance of getting traded. Cedric Mullins, 70% chance. Felix Bautista, 15% chance. And it also lists Urias and Cigano, no percentage next to theirs. I'll say this. If these guys get traded, it is because the Orioles are not in it at all. I don't think either one of these guys get traded if they're in playoff contention.
I think Mullins still does. I think he's the only one, though, because, like, again, when you look at this team, you have a logjam of outfielders. It's not a disrespect to Cedric Mullins, because I think all of us would say we would want him here. Mm-hmm. But his contract's expiring, and if you're not going to pay him, and then teams have needs for defensive center fielders, they've listed three teams, one of which being the Yankees, that could desperately use an outfielder like him. He was linked to the Phillies. Was the Guardians maybe the other team? Forgive me, I can't remember the third team. But, like, I think he gets traded regardless, because you have options here. And let's just say they are in kind of baseball purgatory still. You could still make the run without him. Right. You have a lot of left-handed bats. You're just going to watch Colton Cowser play a lot of center field.
If I'm not mistaken, O'Hearn, Felix, Eflin, and Cigano all have expiring contracts. Did I say Felix?
Yeah.
No,
well, Felix doesn't.
He does not.
He's O'Hearn's, on that list.
I meant said. O'Hearn, said, Eflin, Cigano. And Cigano all have expiring contracts. If you trade said, if you don't package him, what do you get for him?
Well,
you probably get mid-level prospects.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think you're going to get for him? It's kind of, the way I see it, you get a couple of prospects. Hopefully he goes to somebody who's going to have a legit shot at the World Series this year and fills a need. And, you know, everybody's kind of happy. I mean, you know how much I like the guy.
Well,
I just don't. You're not going to get, like.
Yeah, I don't think you get much for him.
You're not going to get a king's ransom for him.
When I brought up that mythical trade with the Phillies for Mick Abel, who is like their second best pitching prospect, and he's come up and he's pitched well. I think they'd be willing to move him, unlike most teams that have starting pitching, because when you look at the Phillies, what do you think? Zach Wheeler, Jesus Luzardo, Aaron Nola, right. Christopher Sanchez. I mean, they have
plethora. Yes. So you think that's your best trade suitor because of what you can get, what they're willing to part with?
It depends on what the Orioles are willing to give up, because I don't think Cedric Mullins gets you Mick Abel.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
That's when you said a package.
You got to package him. I think if you want something significant for him, something that 2 years from now you're still profiting off of, you got to package him with somebody. Yeah. Other than that, you're not getting anything for him.
And I don't know that Ryan O'Hearn's a candidate to go there just because of. So you have Bryce Harper now playing first. You have Kyle Schwarber, who you don't want out in the field.
You got
at
a
all.
Ton of Ryan O'Hearns in the Philadelphia.
I mean, he could play in the outfield, but it's not something you want.
No. I mean, playoff defense matters. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why I think more than likely, as much as he's saying he's not a DH, you're a DH, but I mean, you. He is. It's not like knocking him. I guess if you left him at one position, he could get better there, but they've moved him around.
And I get why he's saying that.
Yeah.
He's pending free agent.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to go out as free agency as a DH. I'd rather lose this all-star vote as a DH than to go into free agency as a DH. 410-583-1057 is the number. Urias, to be honest with you, I think Urias is one of the biggest values that the Orioles have in dangling trades. I'd hate to see him go. He's not a free agent until 27. But Ramon Urias is a starting infielder. He has a gold glove on his resume. Yeah. He can go almost anywhere and second, third, or first and play it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if. I also play shortstop. I forgot about that. But I don't know if. I don't want to part with him.
I wouldn't part with him because of that.
But he's valuable.
I know, but that's the reason I wouldn't part with him, because he's valuable. He plays so many positions. Just look at this year. Going to start the season late. Westberg was out. Mountcastle's out. I mean, the only person that's been healthy is Holiday in the infield. Urias can play any of those positions, so it's like having a Ryan Flaherty again. Like, you know, guy can play everything. But better, yeah.
I could see those guys. The six that they listed obviously could get moved. And if you read the article, they have a percentage.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, they believe Ryan O'Hearn's percentage is, what, 85? 85. Mm-hmm. And conversely, with Felix, I think it was like 15.
Yeah, Felix.
The whole reason Felix gets brought up is because they believe the Orioles are out of it, or if they're moving pieces. Everybody wants closers around this time, whether you've got one hurt. Like the Yankees, Devin Williams is back now after Luke Weaver got hurt. So now he's getting another opportunity to showcase himself. Yeah. Sometimes you don't get that. And we've seen what closers have gone for. If you remember, Gleyber Torres was one of the biggest prospects in baseball with the Cubs. And the Yankees traded, what was it? The closer.
Chapman.
Arada Chapman. Thank you. The one that made out with his mom or whatever it was. He grabbed her boob. The point is, you remember that picture?
Yes.
What a weird dude. Anyway, but you got a top level prospect for a closer.
Mm-hmm.
And people could say what they want about closers. There's a handful of them in the game that you go, I think Felix is one of them.
Closers matter, man.
They matter, but there's a page quickly. Yes, there's a handful of them that you're like, I ain't worried about this guy. Like Clase. Yeah. Clase got beat up in the postseason last year, and now they're saying he might be on the trade block.
Yeah.
It's just, it's cyclical.
Because
with
it's one of those jobs. It's one of those jobs, though, Jeremy.
When you lose,
the confidence
you lose.
Is like, is very, very thin.
And look, Mariano Rivera is a rare.
Yes.
Where they just
Trevor Hoffman
forever. Yeah.
Can I speak for all of us and say none of us want to see Batista get traded?
I don't want him to get traded at all.
I'm just giving you the reason why that's floated out there.
Yeah.
I might lock him in a room and so they can't find him at trade deadline.
Yeah.
Where's Felix?
High ceiling.
Yeah, I'll bring out Felix PA. You're like, man, this ain't the Felix we wanted. I thought y'all wanted pie.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's go to Edgewood to get Lou. Lou!
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Morning.
I just wanted to call and tell you, you know, there's two players on this team that I adore and I admire, and I just love their stories. And it's Arias and Mateo, and they had a huge part of that 100-win season. And I really think, I mean, call me crazy. I hate
crazy.
To see them two go. They were a huge part of what's going on here. I don't think the guys that took their place, except for Gunnar Henderson. I mean, come on, I'm not going to be stupid, but I don't understand why Arias wasn't named our third baseman from the get-go.
Dude, in the 100-win season, Jorge Mateo batted .217, on-base percentage of .267, and an OPS of .607. What was he a part of?
Yeah, if you're willing to get rid of Mateo, pick somebody he can go with. Like, that's what I'm willing to do.
What was he a part of?
And then the same thing, like, if you're talking about why isn't he our full-time third baseman, there's a guy named Jordan Westberg that went to the All-Star game last year. You are crazy.
The guy been .217. On-base percentage, .267. OPS is a career low of .607. And he was a big part of the 100-win season? Man, stop. Let's go to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey. All right. You bring up them stats for Urias, right, about his defensive and, you know, gold glove and all that stuff. But yesterday when I brought up Mountcastle, you know, another guy, I don't think he won a gold glove, but he's been a finalist for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
And you say he was useless to us.
I never used the word useless. I hate when
I like when he said, no.
I hate when people call in and say things that I never say. When you throw in the word useless, then that changes my entire conversation. I said, where does he fit? That's what I asked you. Where does he fit now?
Sounds like useless to me, Rashawn.
Where does he fit, Rashawn?
Well,
Offense, I'm going to pick up the phone right now. You're a GM of another team, and I'm going to offer you Ryan Mountcastle. What do you get me for?
Just last year, he was talking about...
No. Right now. Seattle, right? Because that was a conversation. That was the whole conversation. What would you give me right now for Ryan Mountcastle, Rashawn? Right now.
Not for him, but it's going to have to be, you know, Mullins and Mountcastle.
But we're not talking about those guys. We're talking about Mountcastle.
You know what? I figured out how Rashawn's always around people fighting is that he says something out of pocket and then just turns the camera on. There you go. Look at these crazy-ass people.
You said last year. What did you say about last year?
Last year, weren't we talking about, you know, possibly trading Mountcastle to Seattle for one of their pitchers they had?
Yeah, I mean, that was brought up and floated out there, whether it was a rumor or not. But see, the issue with Mountcastle now is he's been hurt. So if you are trading him, even though you have control of him, if you're trading him, you have to have some team that's coveted him for years because you're going to get...
Yeah.
You're selling him low. You're not going to get anything right now.
You, if somebody didn't listen to the show yesterday, you called and said, I said it was useless. That's not what happened. You were talking about trade talks. The trade talks was, and you answered the question.
Oh, useless-ass Rob.
What are you getting for Ryan Mountcastle right now? You just basically said nothing unless you throw somebody else in. So are you getting value for Mountcastle or are you getting value for the other person you put in? What if I say Ryan Mountcastle and Jorge Mateo? What are you getting?
Sounds useless to me.
What are you getting?
That's definitely, you know, I'm
exactly. So Mateo, so you man. So hey, you gotta put the value on the other end. The other person has to carry the trade for Mountcastle right now. So what is he worth?
Right, I understand that, man. But speaking of, so I brought up Mullins, right? So if you're saying, I know Jeremy said that probably Mullins probably want to get traded. So if Mullins is gone, does that mean we sign back Devin Carson for another year? You know, got us a switch
No, he gone, dude.
No, gone, so again, no. What it means is that Carlson could get more opportunities. You could see Kierstead come up and play the corner outfield if he's depending on how things are going. But the one thing you know for certain is Kowser's going to be in center.
Rashawn is typical Baltimore. You know what typical Baltimore is? You dump on the superstars and you love mediocrity.
But
that's what Baltimore does. Yeah. They love Flaherty. They hated Machado. That's Baltimore. So
I thought he was going to do? I thought he was going to go, and Jeremy just said that they have to trade Cedric Mullins because he's useless. And I'm like, well, damn, man.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.